Now, the local and European elections will take place in around a month's time or so on Saturday, the 7th of June. And to get more essential information on the electoral process, who is eligible to vote and how you can register and vote, I'm joined on the line now by Art O'Leary, Art is CEO of An Cumasúin Toghchán. Art, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan, and thanks for the invitation to be on. Good morning to all your listeners of Morning Focus.
Thank you very much for being with us, and you're here to provide us with some essential information ahead of the local and European elections. Can you start by giving us maybe a little further details on both elections and perhaps what our listeners might need to know about the electoral process involved?
Great. Well, we're 29 days away from Friday, the 7th of June, when voters will go to the polls again. And in most places around the country, there are two elections. There's the European Parliament elections, and there's the local elections, where people around Ireland will elect 949 councillors. In your neighbouring county of Limerick, and you may have some listeners who are living in Limerick, they will also, for the first time in the history of the state, be electing a directly elected mayor. So we spent the last couple of days in Limerick, and the people of Limerick are very excited at this new opportunity for the first time to elect a mayor. But in Clare and in many counties around the country, the first thing to do is to check that you're on the register, that you're entitled to vote. So for the local elections, you don't have to be an Irish citizen, you just have to be a resident. So we have many, many new Irish and people who have come to this country in recent years who may not know that they're entitled to vote in the local elections. All you have to do is to be a resident here. So go on, check the register, and you can register to for these elections. It only takes a couple of minutes. It's very simple. Check the register.ie. And even if you are registered and if you've been voting for a long time, just go on, check the register.ie and check that you're still there and everything is okay, because you don't want to turn up on the 7th of June and discover for whatever reason you're no longer on the register. You may like to update your address either or put on your PPS number or your date of birth too. So it's a very, very important thing to do. Check the register.ie.
And Art, in terms of who is eligible to vote, is it as simple as everyone aged 18 and over?
Absolutely, yeah. For the local elections, yes. For the European Parliament elections, you have to be a European citizen, an EU citizen. So any French or Spanish people that are living in Ireland can also vote in the European Parliament elections. They vote here in this country. Now, some EU countries will allow their citizens to go to their embassies as well and vote in their home country, but you have to choose. You can vote either here or in the embassy, but not in both. So it's over 18 is the only stipulation here. And for those of your listeners who are probably studying for the Leaving Cert now, who are 16 and 17, they can pre-enroll. So they'll be automatically added to the register when they reach the age of 18.
And for those are too maybe listening and saying, well, look, you know, I can vote, but I don't bother, or I'm not going to bother because I feel disenfranchised, my vote, what does it matter anyway? What can you outline for them why elections are so important and why voting does matter?
Oh, it's your ultimate responsibility as a citizen, Alan. It's very important. And this is something we do here fairly regularly. You know, I don't vote because I'm only a single voice. And what difference would my single vote matter? You know, because the way that Ireland's elections work, we use a system called PRS-TV. And that means that it is very, very representative. And for the final seat in many constituencies, you'd be astonished at how close it can be. One, two, three or four votes make the difference between being elected and not being elected. But ultimately here, I mean, if you don't use your vote, then you allow other people to speak for you. You know, the recent referendum had a turnout of 44%, which means that 56% of the electorate decided on the day, for whatever reason, not to vote. And so a small number of people get to make the decisions about who runs the local authorities, who represents them in Europe as well. If you want to your voice to count and your voice to be heard, you need to choose the person who best represent you, either at a local level or at European Parliament level.
Art, anything else important that you feel our listeners should know about the upcoming elections?
A couple of things. When you walk into the polling station, bring your polling card if you have one. It's not essential, but most people will get a polling card in advance of polling day. Bring some ID as well, a passport or a driver's license as well. You may be asked to provide ID. But the important thing is that you will be handed two ballot papers, a white ballot paper for the European Parliament elections. Now, this is a really long ballot paper, Alan. There's 23 candidates in Ireland South, where the people of Clare will vote as well. So there is a little bit of homework involved in this, that choosing, going through the candidates and choosing your order of preference. And the second ballot paper will be a different colour, depending on what part of Clare you're going to vote in. The important bit here is to vote in order of your preference on both ballot papers. So 1, 2, 3, down as far as 23, if you like, in the European Parliament elections. And then you start again with 1, 2, 3 down the ballot paper as far as you like in the local elections. In the last time we had the elections, two elections like this in 2019, some people wrote 1, 2, 3 on the first ballot paper and continued with 4, 5, 6 on the second ballot paper. That ballot will not count. You have to start with 1, 2, 3 or however many you like on each ballot paper. And please don't write anything else on the ballot paper. It may be that this is the year that Mayo win the All-Ireland, but writing Mayo for Sam on the ballot paper will also invalidate your vote as well. So it is just the numbers, and then you'll be sorted.
I think there's more chance of me becoming an MEP than Mayo winning Sam this year, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm praying there aren't too many Mayo listeners who give out.
Oh dear! You can get into awful trouble saying that kind of stuff, Alan. So I mean, I'm a dub, and I mean, I say the same thing when we have this conversation in Dublin. Please don't write up the Dubs on the ballot paper, because that won't count either. So,
oh, it's incredible to think that people do that. But Art, I really appreciate you bringing that important information on the upcoming elections. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Great pleasure. Talk to you soon, Alan. Thank
Take
you.
Care. That's Art O'Leary there, CEO of An Cumasúin Toghchán.